550 KFYI, the Mike Broomhead Show.
The NAACP angry at the police chief because a white officer took a black city councilman to the ground and handcuffed him. We're going to find out if racism is involved, and a congressman speaks out on a vote on health care. Welcome, it's the Mike Broomhead Show.
I got a message, I got a song, can I get a witness? Tell me what's going on.
Do you think race played a part in this?
I definitely think race played a part, yes.
Disappointing?
It's heartening. It's very heartening.
That was Councilman Johnson speaking out, saying that he thinks race had something to do with what happened in this. Now, on the Newsmaker line with us right now is a friend of mine I haven't talked with in a while. This is the Reverend Jared Maupin. Reverend Maupin, how are you?
I'm doing well today. How are you?
I'm doing all right. It's always good to hear from you, and I have a feeling I'm going to be really happy that you called in about this topic. What do you have to say?
Well, you know, I think that it can be looked at from two directions. One, I give you a perspective as a civil rights leader. I've raised many issues with the city of Tempe, the city of Phoenix, several municipalities about incidences with police and misconduct, and always is met with a lukewarm response at the most, including, not excluding, elected officials like Mr. Johnson. So I think that this is an instance of, you know, the best way to put it is I and others, including Reverend Tillman, have been letting these officials know that a monster has been born in the streets, and they insisted that it wasn't. And now that they've encountered it, their feathers are ruffled
okay.
And upset. But I don't think what happened can be classified as police brutality or misconduct in a classic sense. I just think somebody got their feelings hurt today.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Here's where I stood on this. Here's a man who was a police officer for 20 years. 20 years he was a police officer. He should know better than anyone else that when there is a crime scene or a fire, in this case it was a fire, a dangerous situation, civilians don't go anywhere near what's going on. And if he wanted to get through a crowd of people and he was trying to get past a police officer, talk his way past, giving him the benefit of the doubt, don't you think he should have known better than to try to get past a police officer? If nothing else, send the fire department in to get his neighbor, whatever else. But he had no business there. Am I right or wrong?
I would have to say you're right. What concerns me is that I hear people saying that he should have been treated this way or that way because he was a councilman, and had he been an everyday person, he would have been treated like this or like that. And I can tell you from experience, from being in the community, whether it's racial profiling with the sheriff's department or whether it's something going on with Phoenix PD, when there are citizen bystanders, whatever the incident is, and people are reviewing. Sometimes there are groups in the valley that go out and film and follow police to make sure they're following protocol. And when they want to film, or when they want to get too close and can obscure justice, not only for the officers but for the people that they are handling, you know, they're told to stay back. You know, and that's that situation that has always happened. So what I don't want to see happen in this instance is a special case or a special scenario because of this special person. It doesn't make sense to me. I was reading in the paper and following in the news about what Jack Harris said, that he's going to have his best internal investigators. Well, I would argue, and I'm sure the internal investigators would argue, that Phoenix PD always puts their best investigators forward. So I don't think that they should make a special case out of this, and I'd be very interested to see if the Phoenix PD or the city of Phoenix buys an extra table at the Freedom Fund dinner a couple months at the Hyatt.
Well, let me ask you. That's funny. Let me ask you a question now, because Oscar Tillman said that once Mr. Johnson identified himself as a city council member, there should have been a level of respect shown there. So do you disagree with Mr. Tillman on that statement then?
You know, I think there's a time and a place for respect for elected officials, speaking from experience. But when you are in your home, when you're on the street, you know, you're no better than anyone else. You know as well as I do, we're all made in the image of God. We're all equal. And being an elected official comes with some perks, but unfortunately, one of them is not being treated differently or special by law enforcement. I can speak from experience on that as well.
Okay, and I'm going to tell you what I think happened very quickly. I want to hear if you agree or disagree or where. Okay, I think what happened was this man, maybe genuinely concerned for his neighbor, why wanted to go over and see his neighbor. I think he identified himself as a council member. I think he identified himself as a former police officer. I think he was a little bit heated up, not necessarily angry, but he was animated because he was either nervous about his neighbor or whatever. And I think he caused this situation to happen and he got taken to the ground. That's what my opinion is. You think I'm right or wrong, or do you not want to voice an opinion on it?
Well, I think his motives were genuine. I think it was the care and concern for a neighbor. And unfortunately, you know, passions get high and people do try to use their position and throw it around. And this is what results. But one thing we don't want our officers to do is to worry about who a person may or may not be before
right.
they do the right thing.
And so I absolutely agree. Okay. And one last question, because this is very important to me. Last night I got an email from a lady who told me I was a racist. I was racist because I laughed at something that she didn't think was funny. I want you to clear it up once and for all. Do you think that I'm a racist?
You know, I've been to lunch with you. I've talked with you. And I don't think that you're a racist. Not that I am the deciding factor in who is or who isn't. But you're a person of high character. You certainly communicate well with folks when we agree and disagree. And goodness knows, when we were down at that soul food restaurant on Central, we didn't agree on everything that we talked about, from abortion to the war to many things. But I think what sets a racist apart from everyone else is that they're not willing to discuss their ideas, and that they are, rooted in one view and one view only. And that's something that we can't tolerate in our,
that's right.
in our democracy. And so, no, I don't think that you're a racist.
Right. That's,
Mike Broomhead, absolutely not.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, Reverend Maupin, it's always good to hear you, and I hope to hear from you again soon. And as this moves along, I'm going to call you because I want to get some more insight from you on your side of this. So I do appreciate the phone call this evening.
All right. God bless
right.
you.
You too. Have a great week. And that's the Reverend Jared Maupin. We go to a break. When we get back, a local congressman, one of the ones we've been calling, makes a decision on how he's going to vote. I'm going to give the information next.